welcome to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I'm Michaela Kennan, here live in the KRCB studio with my co-host, Gary Carnevale, our engineer, Mary Moore Campagna, and we have an exciting, informative evening in store for you today. We will chat with Robert Muller and Miguel Lujan Jr. They are the organizers of Out and About Santa Rosa, which is a local social group that has enjoyed much in its effort to gather together members from Sonoma County's LGBT community at events ranging from bowling nights to dance parties. First, we'll be joined by Colin Turek and Kevin Jones. They are two of the founding members of the new local political group, Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats, and we'll start up our discussion with Kevin and Colin right after Greg Moralia and the Outbeat News.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good evening. This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, March 17th, 2013. The British newspaper The Independent reported this week that Vatican leaders recently purchased a block of property in Rome that also happens to be Europe's biggest gay sauna. Cardinal Ivan Diaz, the head of the Congregation for the Evangelization of People, lives in a 12-room apartment just yards from the entrance to Europa Multiclub. There are reportedly another 18 Vatican apartments on that same block providing housing for priests. Diaz, known as the Prince of the Church, is a social conservative and has said in the past that gays and lesbians could be cured of their homosexuality or unnatural tendencies, as he put it. The properties, which were purchased for 23 million euros, that's about 30 million U.S. dollars, were largely exempt from taxes under the Berlusconi government and are considered to be part of the Holy City. And here in the U.S., this week, the Colorado House of Representatives approved a bill to legalize civil unions for same-sex couples, and Governor John Hickenlooper is expected to sign the bill, which will become law on May 1st. Brad Clark, executive director of One Colorado, said, "Across the country, we've seen a sea of change in public opinion on this issue. A vast majority of Coloradans support providing committed same-sex couples with the security they need, and these fair-minded folks are glad to see civil unions finally passed." Colorado will be the 18th state, plus the District of Columbia, to offer comprehensive benefits and obligations to same-sex couples through either marriage, civil unions, or domestic partnerships, according to the Human Rights Campaign. And here locally, the Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats, a new club chartered by the Sonoma County Democratic Party, convened its first general meeting on Sunday, March 3rd, at the Unitarian Church in Santa Rosa. Party Chairman Stephen Gale welcomed members and guests to the first meeting, noting in his remarks that the club's founding represents an important opportunity to engage the county's significant LGBT community. The Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats' mission statement reads, "Our mission is to advance equal rights for all people, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. We will support public policies that advance the mission of the United States, the state of California, and Sonoma County. We will help elect qualified, openly lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people to public office, as well as Democratic Party candidates that support equal rights for the LGBT community. We will work to sensitize and educate all Democratic candidates and office holders, the Democratic Party in general, and the community at large to the issues and concerns of the LGBT community. Conversely, within the LGBT community, we will promote the Democratic Party's broad message of economic justice and social equality." Organizing subcommittee member Petaluma City Councilman Gabe Kearney reviewed the club's mission and vision statements while meeting co-chairs Monty Sullivan and Kevin Jones invited new members to volunteer for committees focused on issues, events, and community outreach. The meeting chairs highlighted two resolutions adopted by the organizing committee several weeks earlier. One encourages Representative Jared Huffman and Representative Mike Thompson to add their names as co-sponsors to the Reuniting Families Act introduced last month in the House of Representatives. The act would remove certain immigration barriers that keep families apart, including families defined by same-sex relationships. A second resolution asked mayors in Sonoma County to join the Mayors for the Freedom to Marry, a coalition of over 300 mayors in more than 30 states supporting marriage equality. Mayor Ken Brown of Sonoma, Mayor David Glass of Petaluma, Mayor Susan Harvey of Cotati, and Mayor Susan Jones of Healdsburg were all acknowledged for having already signed on. The club's next meeting is scheduled for Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m. Dues are $20 for individuals and $25 for a couple. More information about the club can be found on its Facebook page or by contacting the organizing committee at SonomaCountyStonewall@gmail.com. And here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, March 18th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., Jesse's parent support group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And also on Monday at 7 p.m., the Russian River Sisters host Wee Bowling at the Rainbow Cattle Company in Guerneville. There will be weekly cash prizes, drink specials, and hot dogs. Proceeds benefit Sonoma County Pride, and the cost is $2. On Tuesday, March 19th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., the trans group will meet at Positive Images, 312 Chin Street. And also on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., the Men for Men support group will gather at the Marin AIDS Project, 910 Irwin Street in San Rafael. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, tell us about it by going to our website at outbeatnews.com. And follow us all week long for the latest LGBT news and information from here in the North Bay and beyond. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Collage with Gary Carnevale and Michaela Kennan.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Welcome back to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'm Gary Carnevale. Thank you for joining us tonight. Greg really covered that first meeting of the Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats well during the news, but we've got two guests here who are going to take us a little deeper into that story. Kevin Jones and Colin Turek are here to talk about the club, as well as the work outside of the club. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Let's just go right into the formation of the Stonewall Democrats. Mm-hmm. Give us a sense of who was present when the idea of starting the group first came up, and how did they go about getting others involved?
Well, I think when we first began, it was probably a couple years ago, the idea came up, and it was really Gabe Kearney who started talking about and investigating what might happen to get a club going. But more recently then, it was Maggie Fishman, who's the second vice chair of the County Democratic Party, who's in charge of pulling clubs together, that has been really very supportive and persistent in bringing people together, organized the first meeting of the organizing committee to talk about what the possibilities were and to start generating interest.
And that first meeting, you said there were about 20 people there. Talk about how many, who was there. It was a virtual who's who of Sonoma County out public office holders. And our listeners listen from all over the county and from Marin County also. But talk about specifically some of the people who were there and what offices they hold.
Well, Gabe Kearney, who's a city councilman from Petaluma, just recently reelected, was attending, of course, as well as Stephen Gale, who is the chair of the party, Democratic Party in Sonoma County, a wonderful ally and very supportive. Carol Russell, the vice mayor from Cloverdale, was also in attendance. And Julie Combs, another ally recently elected to the city council for Santa Rosa, had joined us for that first meeting.
So you don't necessarily need to be LGBT to be a member of the group?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, we encourage as many allies as possible, because we find that the more allies we have involved, the more impact we can have.
One of the first things that generally happens when any organization forms is a mission statement is started. Mm-hmm. Give us the Stonewall Democrats' mission statement and what you hope to achieve.
You know, as you're right, one of the first items that we did do was develop our mission statement. And I know that it was part of it was read earlier in that press release. But our mission is really to advance the equal rights for all people, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. So, and we will do this through the advancement of both politicians and policy support. You know, supporting LGBT. Supporting policies of politicians who support LGBT rights and equality for everybody.
Let's have you both talk about your reasons for joining Stonewall Democrats and what you're bringing to the table. Why don't you go first, Kevin?
Sure. I think that the thing that is most compelling for me in terms of the Stonewall Democrats is that I have a long sort of personal passion and history for advancing the cause of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. And the opportunity that exists in Sonoma, because it's such a welcoming community and such a progressively politically county and community, it's an ideal opportunity to sort of play out that passion and have an impact on the things that we could be doing as a community and as Democrats.
And talk a bit about your resume, your work with Out and Equal and some of the other organizations you're affiliated with.
Sure. For the last 4 years, I've been a member of the Out and Equal staff. Out and Equal Workplace Advocates is a 501c3 nonprofit based in San Francisco whose mission is really to advance workplace equality for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. I got involved with Out and Equal while I was working for a large financial firm in New York City, where I was for a number of years. And as a hobby at that point in time, it became my vocation, if you will, was the importance of moving change within workplaces for the advancement of LGBT equality. And one of the things we found fairly early on, and what I came to believe, is that the workplace is some place where, while in different situations in life you may choose to isolate yourself with people who think like you, in the workplace you're often thrown in with people who are different, and you need to learn to succeed and respect them in order to be productive. And so the workplace for someone who is LGBT, who is out, is a tremendous opportunity to actually change hearts and minds. And we've seen in this country in particular that corporations have been at the forefront of changing policy and changing culture with respect to LGBT equality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, and especially equal marriage rights for same-sex couples.
That is something that has been very recent. Mm-hmm. Corporations are interesting beings in terms of why they do what they do. And usually there's a business case motivation for them to move forward. And within the last, I would say, 6 months, we've reached a tipping point with the momentum that corporations have, the momentum at which corporations have come to stand behind marriage equality, recognizing that there's a business case for it, mm-hmm. and being willing to raise their hand and say that they're in support. So mm-hmm. it's been a tremendous 6 months between the elections in Washington, Minnesota, Maryland,
right.
and very vocal corporate support there. And now, as we've seen, additional corporate support signing on to the briefs in the DOMA and the Prop 8 cases before mm-hmm. the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Give us, I don't mean to throw you by asking this question, but can you give us a little brief health report of the businesses here in Sonoma County and the Bay Area in general?
I would say, generally speaking, most of the corporations that, certainly the corporations that I've been dealing with, are fairly supportive and historically have been fairly supportive of the LGBT community, not surprisingly. I would say that on the marriage issue in particular, that at the outset, when Prop 8 was first coming around, they were hesitant because they were not seeing it as a business issue. And Out and Equal, in the original Prop 8 case in California, Out and Equal signed on to an amicus brief, and the only other corporation who did at the time was Levi Strauss.
Hmm.
Again, not surprising. But then as the case moved through the courts, then the AT&Ts and the Googles and other corporations in the Bay Area became prominent supporters. And I think we've seen most of the corporations who are willing to make a public statement on an issue, a mm-hmm. political issue, are clearly aligned,
mm-hmm.
and you see that they have the right policies in place. So a large employer in the county like Medtronic, for example, Minnesota-based company, their employees certainly mm-hmm. were very supportive in the Minnesota elections mm-hmm. around the attempt to author discrimination to the state constitution there, and they're very supportive of their employees generally.
Mm-hmm. And we have 9 states now that allow equal marriage rights for same-sex couples. And if things go well in the Supreme Court, with the Supreme Court, they really expect there could be another 9 in a matter of months. So many are on the verge, if not before.
I think that's right. And it'll be an opportunity, if it requires state legislation,
mm-hmm.
For democratic strongholds of progressive people like Sonoma County to be able to have an impact on those local elections by providing that support, phone banking, doing the things that we do as a progressive community to impact change.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Hey, Colin, talk a bit about your day job and why you decided to get involved with Stonewall Democrats.
Well, like many of us in the group, I have to say that Maggie Fishman was instrumental in getting me involved to begin with. Personally, why I felt it was important to get involved with the Stonewall group here in Sonoma County was based on my day job. I do have an in-home care company here in Sonoma County, Sonoma Marin, a little bit in Napa, and we deal with aging people all the time who have support systems and who have families and who have lived very traditional lives. And I have become more and more interested in what happens in when people age and start dealing with the medical field or the care industry without having traditional family systems intact. And what I notice is that, you know, with some of the aging LGBT individuals that we've helped, they don't have children, or they don't feel safe within the medical field. And one of the reasons I wanted to get involved with this group was to help support policy and support awareness for our aging population, and then also support institutionalized changes where we can help provide create an environment where having a family is available and equal to LGBT people, you know, as they age. That said, I am also only 30 years old, so I have a partner, and for us not to be able to have the right to get married in the state of California, you know, 9 states is good, but frankly, it's not good enough.
Right.
Is motivation for me as well, and to make sure that, you know, we do all these little things in life. We put money into a 401k. We, you know, set aside for retirement. We plan. We do all these things that are to set us up well for the long run. To have a family to be able to come together as a team and you know, equal to our straight peers, I think, mm-hmm. is very, very important. That, and I must say that there, the aging LGBT individuals who are entering the care industry now have fought a really hard battle, and they have really taken the brunt of this battle. And for me, I say this as a 30-year-old,
right?
So mm-hmm. I say, but. And I think on a personal level, it's absolutely devastating that every day that goes by, that they don't see fully the benefits of their hard work and their sacrifice and their feeling, their sadness. And so that's one of my reasons to really get involved is to try to speed this up. And it's time to push.
Right.
It's time to push and just seal this deal. So,
who else needs to be involved, and how can others get involved?
You know, everybody needs to be involved. This is everybody's battle. This is everybody's fight. So, the how is, as far as Stonewall Democrats, first get on our Facebook page, see when our next meeting is, which I believe is April 7th, right? You can get information about us there. You can also email us at SonomaCountyStonewall@gmail.com. We can send you information that way. Become a member. It's $25 for an individual, $20 for a couple. And look at ways to become involved, whether it's through committee or whether it's through, you know, we need leadership within this group as well. So people step up and help us take it to the next level.
Okay. I was just going to add, I think it's easy because we live in a community where we can feel accepted, and we know it's a fairly progressive community, that just to become complacent and not pay attention mm-hmm. to the opportunities before us, but there are things that are going on at the national level, the state level, where it's, you know, it's good to make sure that we have a voice, that we're holding our representatives accountable mm-hmm. for the supporting the things that are important to us as a community, whether it's relationship recognition or whether it's health benefits for the transgender community, whether it's bullying schools. There are many kinds of things that are going on that are important to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing this incredible movement on equal marriage rights for same-sex couples, but we're also seeing in those conservative states legislatures and governors who are, you know, seem hell-bent on denying people their civil rights, transgender folks, and, you know, the two steps forward, you know, four steps back in many states. And like you said, Colin, you know, nine states or even 18 states mm-hmm. isn't enough. We need those rights across the board. Talk a bit about how the group will be structured. How will leadership positions be filled, and what committees will be formed to carry out the group's mission or missions?
Yeah. Well, under our, we'll be basically, we will have an executive committee that consists of up to five officers, a chair, one or two vice chairs, treasurer, secretary, mm-hmm. and we will also have some committees. And we've started to recruit people for a couple committees, one on events and outreach, one on issues and policy, just to keep track of things that mm-hmm. are going on. And basically what we're doing now and what we began at the meeting on March 3rd was to elicit interest of people who are wanting to serve on committees or leadership roles. And once we get an indication of that interest, then we'll eventually have an election to affirm those interested people or choose them if mm-hmm. there's contended elections. In the meantime, we have an organizing group, an organizing committee that is managing the club until those elections take place.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are chartered by the Sonoma Democratic Party. What does that affiliation mean to your group, and how will you work together to really inform and engage politicians and voters?
It's to become an official the Stonewall Democrats is a national organization. It's actually out of Washington, D.C., and to be an official charter, we did have to be chartered by an existing Democrat group. So the Sonoma County Democrats were very instrumental and very supportive in our charter. Maggie Fishman is second vice chair of that group herself. We had a lot of people from the county Democrat organization come and support our first meeting. I think we will work together in a lot of different fashion, a lot of different ways to make sure that our missions are aligned with one another, and that we're reaching as many people as possible in support of that mission.
Yeah. As a chartered club through the County Democratic Party, you know, we anticipate and we're already seeing tremendous support. Mm-hmm. And there are some things as being chartered through them that we have to pay attention to when it comes to things like endorsements in particular mm-hmm. races or on issues. We need to make sure that we're aligned. We're dual chartered under the national organization, as Colin mentioned, which allows us to operate separately under that charter. But we anticipate that we will be in lockstep because the county party is so strongly supportive of our community and making sure that we're a success as a club.
What are some of the issues that you foresee Stonewall Democrats tackling at a local level?
Well, I mean, there are a couple things at the community level, mm-hmm. I guess, that was worth looking at. Certainly the making sure that, you know, whether it's at the city council level or at the county supervisor level, if there are issues that come up that are important to us as a community, then we want to make sure that we're talking to them about it. Mm-hmm. You know, ideally, part of our mission is to make sure that there are voices from the LGBT community who are serving in office or on committees or on commissions, advisory roles as necessary. One of the things that's always a challenge in many places where the policies or the laws are even aligned pretty well is to make sure that the culture continues to move to support those policies. So often, if you know, LGBT isn't at the forefront of your mind, you may look at policies and not think about what the impacts might be to that particular community. So having the Stonewall County Democrats take a look at those policies and raise their hand when something comes up to say, you know, if you were thinking about this from somebody who was transgender or somebody who is in a same-sex relationship, you may have a different idea about what that should look like, and make sure that it's, you know, that, that our elected officials are paying attention to that.
Hmm.
I sometimes find, and this is my experience, so I'll use that as a caveat, but I sometimes find that folks who have been born and bred here on the West Coast and live in this bubble are naive about really what exists across the country, attitudes, events, things that are still going on about, you know, with respect to transgenders, the whole LGBT spectrum. How do you address, I think it's education and consciousness raising, really, to inform people that there's a much bigger world than just ours, correct?
Yes, and one, yes, I absolutely agree with that. With this Stonewall Democrat group, it's really easy to say, what is your agenda? What is your purpose? What are the things that you're going to be doing? But big picture-wise, it's to add to the awareness. It's to help support the culture as far as the big picture. So, yeah, you're right. There is a lot of we do live in a little bit of a bubble. I mean, granted, there is a lot of work to be done here. But outside of California, outside of Sonoma County, there are states still where discrimination against LGBT people in the workplace or elsewhere is legal. Is legal. Mm-hmm. So we are dealing with very, very extreme differences in ideals. However, what we are seeing throughout the nation is that the trend is shifting to be more friendly to LGBT causes. And I think a poll just came out that 61% or of Californians anyways are now supporting in support of gay marriage. It's nationwide, I think we're above 50% now. So we are seeing a trend in movement, which is great. But we need, and the majority is good, because the majority will speak for itself and will continue to change that culture. But that's really what we're going to be dealing with, is just changing that culture big picture.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully as part of that education, we'll be able to do some celebration of the things that we're doing, the leadership that's coming out of the county, in the Violence Against Women Act, which was just, you know, a crazy conversation where Republicans were looking to not include the LGBT community in the Violence Against Women Act. Assemblyman Huffman, actually now, sorry, Representative Huffman,
right.
on the floor of the House, you know, gave a very wonderful comment on why we need to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. And he was our first donor, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And he's been on this show when he was running, and we asked him some very important questions, and yeah. I think you would have all approved. You know, I've noticed on the local level, the community level, the city boards, that often the office holders aren't out. Not everyone necessarily knows that they're gay or lesbian. I've even been accused of outing people through the newspaper I edited and the website I own. But just because I just assumed they were out because they were chatting with us. Is that sort of a something you would urge office holders or people who are running for offices or positions to step out of the closet and to say, I'm, you know, part of this community?
You know, everyone has their own journeys, and they have their own reasons for what they want to share and what they don't want to share. What I find frustrating is when people who are in a position of influence and power make a choice not to put themselves out there when they know that they can make a tremendous difference to the lives of people they may not have ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a responsibility, I think, at that level. And while it certainly is their choice and they're entitled to make their choice and follow their directions, I would certainly encourage them that for the benefit of the people and out of responsibility for the platform that they have, they need to be out. That would be my
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I think we're seeing that question replicated in many different areas in our society, you know, in politics, in sports. The question is, do we put the individual success before the community at large? And I think that while it's very important, as Kevin was saying, to be respectful of everybody's personal journey, it is also very, very important for our community to stay proud of one another and to stay supportive of one another, and yeah, to have those people come out and be proud of who they are and help the rest of us along our own personal journeys is part of their responsibility in a leadership role.
And that's been proven across the country, well, across the world, you know, all over the world, really, that you can be out and even be Republican.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to be a Democrat and still be able to win elections.
Yeah. In fact, there's actually another poll that was released 2 weeks ago that said that there's an increase in gay individuals becoming elected into office, and that people who are supportive of gay rights are being elected at a higher rate than those who aren't. So
let's bring it just right back to the local level. What issues do you feel need to be kind of tackled here, and what do you hope to do?
Here in Sonoma County, you know, Sonoma County is such an interesting study to me because it's huge. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very big county. And while certain areas we do live in the bubble, there are still other areas within the county that aren't as accepting of LGBT people. To me, when I look at that, I think, okay, well, how do we reach out to the communities that still need to be educated? Figure out ways to get our message across safely in schools is one way. Being supportive of families and gay, lesbian, transgender-run families is another way that we can. And then also being supportive of our aging LGBT seniors and looking at ways that we can support that. And there are great programs here in the North Bay that do identify ways in which to do that. And I think that those are where to start, at least.
And despite almost across the board support from our Democratic representatives at all levels, some LGBT folks either identify as Republicans or have strayed away from the Democratic Party and feel a third party might be a better fit for them. What can you say, or what will the group do, to convince folks that the Democratic Party is the best fit for members of the LGBT community?
Ooh. Again, one of those personal journey things.
Right.
People put priorities on different aspects of their lives. And while it's difficult for me as somebody who identifies as part of the LGBT community to understand why someone would make a choice that puts aside their, you know, that part of their identity, it's, for me, personally, the Democratic Party has been the party that has, you know, been there. Not perfect, certainly, because we can point to, you know, DOMA and Don't Ask, Don't Tell that happened certainly during a Democratic administration. But the values of the Democratic Party and the support that they've given to the LGBT community and the progress we've seen because of the actions that they have taken, from my perspective, makes it, as an LGBT person, as a gay man myself, there's like no question. And while there may be other issues where we disagree in terms of the, you know, social issues, economic issues with people who are more conservative and would like to see a different, you know, different philosophy, there's that LGBT piece of it that is the tips of scale for me, and I'd love to have conversations about why that's important.
Okay. Tell us again, one more time, how anyone who is interested can become involved at any level.
I think what would be great is first to visit our Facebook page and check out the different meetings, look at our schedule, see when our next meetings are. Make sure that you attend. there is no requirement. There's no minimum amount of involvement. Even if it's checking in with us to see where we're going to be at, if we're going to be holding different functions, different meetings, maybe a social here and there, or if you want to, even as getting involved in a leadership role, anywhere in between, we welcome all interest. Take a look at our Facebook page and or email us. You can also join our group, technically join our group, and as we said, that's $20 for an individual and then $25 for a couple.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And if they just go to Facebook and type in Stonewall.
Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats.
Okay.
They'll find us. Great.
Yeah.
Colin and Kevin, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Yeah, best of luck with the group.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the next meeting.
See you there.
All right.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take good care. Thank you for that good work. And we'll watch for.
Oh, good.
Big headlines.
Big headlines.
Transgender singer-songwriter Michelle Garcia has never shied away from political issues in both her life and her music. She has been a Native American and LGBT activist for decades. That's one of the reasons why I decided to tell her story in the documentary I directed. Tipping the Scales, the Michelle Rocking Horse Garcia story will enjoy its North Bay premiere at the Occidental Center for the Arts this Friday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10, and all proceeds will go to support this amazing center and the local artists it supports. Let's have a listen to one of the tracks from Michelle's new CD, Dead End Street. This is She's Got Girl Power.
And welcome back to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'm Michaela Kennan here at KRCB and with my co-host Gary Carnevale, our engineer Mary Moore Campagna. Joining us right now are the organizers of Out and About Santa Rosa, a social group that started in July of 2010 and has grown into a group that hosts and promotes LGBT gatherings, activities, and events almost every day. Robert Muller is the owner and operator of SonomaBoysNightOut.com, which is an information, event, and community website for gay, bisexual, and questioning men in the North Bay. Miguel Lujan Jr. is a massage therapist and the owner of Samaj Massage, a mobile massage, spa, and yoga service provider. Miguel and Robert, welcome to Outbeat Collage.
Greetings.
Thank you.
Robert, talk about the very beginning of Out and About Santa Rosa and how it's grown over the last few years.
Well,
Sorry.
We're going to get him in close to the mic.
Yeah, it started in 2010, and there were a few events that were done regularly, like cycling and hiking and potlucks and things like that. And eventually, I assumed the organizer role, and we've been expanding it ever since then.
How many guys were at those early events?
It really varied. A typical dinner would be like 20, maybe 30 people. Same with a potluck. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. A good representation for a start.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Miguel, how did you become involved?
Well, Robert actually asked me to host a hiking adventure for the group. And I said, well, if I'm going to help you out through this process, I'm just going to make sure that we coordinate it together. We're two exactly opposite individuals that work so well together. We come from two different generations. We come from two different point of views. And as part of the gay and lesbian community, we actually work really well together because we can see things from two different perspectives.
Good, good. And the men who join the groups, all the various activities, give us an age range?
So on the average age range, we have anywhere from gentlemen showing up at the early age of 21 on up to, right on up to whoever wants to show up, pretty much. We have no age category, no limitation on age groups. We try to make sure that a lot of the events we provide are very socially activity related. We're not going to be going to the bars or venues of that nature because we want to make sure that if some of our youth want to participate, they still have the opportunity of going. We also want to make sure that if we have family members with children or younger individuals, that if they want to bring them along for bowling night or for peewee golf or whale watching, that the activities we have are also going to be community friendly also.
Also, you mentioned the men who come. Our group is both men and women. And
really?
We've been getting quite a few women joining the group in the last couple months.
And even beyond that, we also have some transgender members, some bisexual members, and some straight members also who are very supportive to our community also. So
good.
We want to feel like we are a very incorporating group and that there's no limitations that should be put in front of us as long as we're able to treat each other with kindness and love.
And those who have some disability concerns, accommodations are made there as well.
Well, you know, for instance, the whale watching trip that we went on just recently, as long as you can make it to the facility that we were at and somebody was able to help you out through the process, the guide was right there, right at the parking lot. The whale watching adventure was available. And if you wanted to hike, you can. And if you didn't, you can just sit there and enjoy the facilities. Other activities that we've done, there usually isn't any limitations. If we do have somebody who does want to go on a hiking adventure, there's parks like Armstrongwood Parks, Howarth Park that we can go to where pretty much everything is actually very human-friendly. So we try to make sure that when we do provide an event that we look at every aspect in this process.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And it's a great group. It's a great group. Tell people how they can go about joining Out and About.
They can Google Out and About Santa Rosa, and we come right up. And you just sign up on the website.
Mm-hmm. Through Meetup.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a meetup.com group.
Right.
But as I say, if you just Google Out and About Santa Rosa, yeah, it comes right up.
I think it's a little less complicated than it used to be.
It really is. We've really provided a lot more opportunity for the community to make it sure that what we're doing is as user-friendly as possible. Me in front of a computer is actually really hilarious. So by actually having an opportunity for us to just go on there, type in your name, type in what your intentions is for the group, what you expect from the group in the future, and any commentary that you want individuals to know about you, it's really that simple of a process. Or you can just click on the Facebook portion and have the Facebook, whatever you've put in your Facebook profile, go directly onto the profile. So it's a very simple process. It's really very user-friendly, and as from 2010 to now, the process is so much more convenient for individuals to be able to get involved with us.
Mm. So what are the numbers? How many people have joined?
Since the two of us have been doing Out and About, our membership has doubled. We have almost 300 members.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, the community is really large.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of individuals out here. We may be sporadic throughout the community, but we want to make sure that there's so much to do. It may just say Santa Rosa, but we actually look at Sonoma County as a whole basis of everything for us to do our adventures and our fun stuff.
So some of the events, just to name a few, Walk This Way, Walk and Run, Tuesday at Aroma Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, give us a little sense of what happens in those kinds of outings.
Well, Walk This Way, and the other one is called, well, we have two walks on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they actually grew out of Miguel and I doing walks along the creek. And
The Joe Ventura Passway right there in downtown Santa Rosa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so every Tuesdays and Thursdays you can find us at the fish at the park there on Santa Rosa Avenue at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we take off at 10:15. The Tuesday walk is a little shorter than the Thursday walk. Thursday walk is almost 4 miles, I think.
Almost 4 miles through downtown Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then on Saturday, we do a walk with the front runners at 8:30 in Howarth Park. They meet at the boulders in the upper parking lot. And We've partnered with the front runners to do this, and we are looking to partner with any group that wants to partner with us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no cost to these.
No, you know, there's a few things where, for instance, we can't cover the costs. Like, for instance, if we do a dinner, you can't expect us to cover the costs and everything. So what we do is whatever you order, whatever you drink, it's part of your responsibility to take care of that aspect. But we don't have any issues when it comes to a lot of the stuff that's provided in the community. For instance, we just recently did a walk at the Rural Cemetery in downtown Santa Rosa. It was a historical walk tour that we did. And there was no cost for that. It gave us an opportunity to allow 17 individuals within our group to go through and tour the rural cemetery, learn about Sonoma or Santa Rosa's history, learn about all the different aspects of the businesses that have come and gone through this this amazing community. And it also gave us an opportunity for everybody to sit down, get to know each other, and then go out to lunch afterwards. So events like that are really, really cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much you just show up with a great attitude and a smile, and you're going to have a great time.
Good.
We had great feedback on that. Miguel was the one who led the walk and is very knowledgeable on local history.
Nice. And it was your idea?
It was my idea.
It's a great idea.
You know, there's a lot of things in the community that we don't know about. For instance, Petaluma has a historical walking tour that has 12 different neighborhoods that we can tour. There's also the downtown Santa Rosa tours that are available. During different times of the year, there's different activities and venues that we can participate in and become a very substantial group to go mm-hmm. through and enjoy it together. Our main goal is to make sure that everybody feels safe, welcome, and being that in Sonoma County Tourism Bureau, the gay and lesbian community is considered the third largest populace in this community. We really need to make sure that there's a lot of activities provided that are outside the bar venues. Robert and myself do not drink or so. Going to wineries and things of that nature are something that we're really going to be looking at as venues for us to be doing. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to still be able to participate in venues like that when we want to set up a group venue. So once again, we have to look at everybody's perspective, and we want to make sure that everything we do can be done with the community support.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the businesses are so amazing at the opportunities that they've given us and are very welcoming to us. So we've never had any bad feedback, never had any bad results from anything. And the business is actually sending us emails requesting us to come back as a group.
Wow.
So
nice.
I feel really privileged to be a part of this whole organization.
Excellent. It's nice to have some of those alternatives, isn't it?
It really is.
It is. And you know, the calendar, the community calendar, it's become almost a community activity calendar. You know, it doesn't involve sort of the nonprofit things, but you've sort of filled that void for the social events.
We actually look for and solicit listings that we think will be interesting to the LGBTQ community in mm-hmm. Sonoma County. And sometimes it'll be at a business that's showing a particular film or, a stand-up comedy night, mm-hmm. different things like that.
Yeah, you know, it's always a great opportunity to, when people hear that we're actually doing these community events, that they come to us directly and say, hey, this is what we're doing. Is there any way that you guys can show up? We really want you guys to be here. We really want to see you guys showing up. Here's some free tickets, or here's an opportunity. We'll give you guys a discount. We'll make sure that you guys are going to be a really major participation. We really want your participation in this event.
That's great.
So it's a really welcoming venue to have. I mean, not everybody has those opportunities or has a community that's so willing to take them and open their arms to them and say, hey, you know, here's what we have to offer. And we don't care where you come from. We just want to make sure that you show up.
Now, when you do some of the dinner events, how do you go about maybe selecting the particular restaurant you're going to go to?
Or? We've actually done a walk or two through downtown Santa Rosa and approached different restaurants and so forth. And you wouldn't be surprised to know that people who have restaurants are more than welcoming to a group that will provide 20 to 30 customers all at one time. There are some restaurants that we've actually returned two or three times because they've been very supportive. We take up a good amount of their space and provide them with some good mm-hmm. income.
Mm-hmm. Do you call ahead in that case, say, hey, we've got a group of 25?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. No, we definitely reserve a space and time. In fact, this coming Saturday, we're going to be at Gary Chu's Chinese Cuisine in Santa Rosa at 6 p.m., and if you go to our website, you can RSVP, and we certainly welcome that.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So your bowling night seems to have led to the formation of an entire league. Talk about both.
Well, that was really by coincidence. You know, we really want to make sure that the community has an opportunity to go and do venues that a lot of times people don't think as gay and lesbian venues or events. And Sonoma County has so many great places for us to go and at really low cost. I mean, we went and played two games of bowling, had rental shoes, under $10, and had an amazing time doing it. From that venue, apparently there was a lot of phone calls to the bowling alley trying to find out when the gay bowling night was. And I guess from the phone calls of them trying to figure out what was going on, what was happening, the idea started that they should probably start a gay league because they've been getting phone calls consistently trying to find out how they can participate in this gay bowling night. And it was just purely by coincidence that these things happened. So, like I said, when you put yourself out there and you really make yourself a part of the community, wonderful things are bound mm-hmm. to fall from those venues and events that we do. So,
right.
You know, it was purely by coincidence. And there's nothing that we can say that we started a bowling league. But,
right, that's great.
You know, we just want to make sure that the community has something wonderful to do. And if this is what fell from that possibility, then we're so excited about it.
Mm-hmm. And to clarify, you said gay, but you meant LGBT folks.
You know, everyone.
Always,
we don't really.
Right.
I'm sorry for even.
Oh, no, that's
yeah. The whole thing is that we want to make sure that everybody is involved. You know, we almost want to say this is a community event where anybody can participate in. But, you know, we are part of the LGBTA community, and we want to make sure that everybody feels safe and secure. And, you know, if it means that we have to do it as a group venue, then we're going to do it as a group venue, and we're going to try to make sure that we true as many venues possible throughout this time frame that we are working together.
I have to interject. We did have a great time bowling, and our presence there did not go unnoticed.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Positive way.
In a really good way.
In a positive way.
In a really good way.
You know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been the case.
Yeah, no,
10 years
we really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, you know, don't get confused about Sonoma County being a backwards area. We are probably some of the most progressive human beings in this area. The way that we think about other human beings is really remarkable. A lot of people should take a lot of examples of how this community has really treated us. So, I feel really privileged to be in this area. And even very privileged to even have the area welcoming us in the way that we've been welcomed. So
good.
It's been a really positive venue for us to participate in.
And I imagine because we are such a spread out community, you're really trying to localize some of the events so that different areas up north, down south.
We have started to do that. We had a dinner at the Village Inn a month or so ago. It was very successful. Our host was incredibly gracious and he even joined Out and About Santa Rosa.
Yeah, you know, the Village Inn is one of the few gay and lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual resorts in the Russian River area in Rio Nido. And they welcomed us with so much love and support.
Monterio,
thank you. I get those two confused all the time. But it's an amazing place. It's a great place to hang out. Also, they have amazing food there. The food was spectacular. And at the very end, he was so nice to us that he offered us one of every single one of the desserts that they had available. Wow. So we had a true sampling of what Sonoma County is about.
That's reason enough to join the group.
It is.
Come for the dessert.
Yes. The dinners, too.
Yeah. So, Robert, tell us a bit about Sonoma Boys Night Out and why you started the website.
Well, I was trying to figure out how long ago that was. It's been 4 or 5 years, I think. I actually started it for the same reason that Out and About Santa Rosa was started, except I was directing it towards the men's community because the women seemed to be a little bit more organized in terms of social groups and so forth. And so I started it, and I just grew. I just started finding different events around the North Bay. I listed a sex information page with, you know, where you can get free testing and things like that. And so I had been doing that all along, and the opportunity came along to get involved with Out and About, and I thought this was really where I wanted to be going with it. So it's been very exciting and rewarding doing this group.
And it just seems to just be this explosion in activities, social activities, new groups forming sort of all the time. I do the calendar for the Outbeat Radio News, and it could be three pages long.
I should say when I started Sonoma Boys Night Out, at the time the fad was to do news groups. Like Yahoo with special interests, like, you know, gay cyclists or whatever. And I signed up for all those groups. I never heard from them.
Oh.
Well, exactly.
Not as organized as you guys are.
No.
And we really do try.
And I really wanted to promote events for men. Mm-hmm. And when this group Out and About came about, it was just something that I could see really filled a need.
Good. And then tell us how we can all, again, join the activities of Out and About.
So you just go to meetup.com, and then you would type in Out and About Santa Rosa, and then just go ahead and sign up, put your name on in there, put a photo if you choose to, and just some basic information on how you would like to see the group manifest itself towards what you need in the community.
Excellent.
People can also...
Thanks, guys. We're running out of time, short of time. Sorry.
Well, thank you very much for having us here.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Once again, Robert and Miguel, Out and About Sonoma. Lots of stuff going on. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we'll keep watching you.
It's Out and About Santa Rosa.
Ah, there we go. Okay. We also do want to thank Kevin Jones and Colin Turek from the Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats for being with us here tonight. Next week, Greg Moralia will host Outbeat Now, and then the following week, Gary will host our Outbeat Fifth Sunday. That happens to be March 31st, Easter night, giving us a preview of Sonoma County Pride 2013. People such as Sister Scarlet Billows, Russian River Sisters, will be there, and we'll hear a little pre-announcement of the performers who will be thrilling the crowds at that particular festival. So I'll be with you again on Sunday, April 21st. My guest will be Christopher Fritsch, great musical director of the Center for Spiritual Living. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us and tuning in to Outbeat Radio every Sunday evening. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I hope you had a little bit of green to drink today, and have a great, great week. Thank you for joining us.